Joining us now, he is the head golf professional at Sedgefield Country Club up in Greensboro, hosting the Wyndham Championship. Rocky Brooks joins us. Rocky, welcome into the golf shop.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, we see what's going on at the PGA Championship. Got a lot of rain early in the week, got some rain on Friday afternoon. How are things shaping up here in Greensboro? I know down here in the Charlotte area we've had some rain recently. So what's going on up there?
It has certainly been wet here, but I actually played golf yesterday at Sedgefield. Myself and the owner and the VP of golf operations from McCullough Golf went out and played 27 holes yesterday, and the golf course is in great condition. The rough is brutal. It's really tough to play out of. The golf course doesn't have a lot of defenses, only the 7,100, 7,200 yards long at the most. But the golf course is in great shape. But I'm telling you, this year, they better drive it in the fairway.
Well, and Rocky, one of the things is, I mean, this is an old course. So the rough, while you say it's brutal, it's also deeply rooted. So it's very, this is not a young golf course. This is deeply rooted rough that if you get in there and you're telling us it's thick, these guys need to be careful.
It's a 1926 Donald Ross golf course, and they've got to shake the ball off the tee and play from the right angles into the greens, or they struggle to get the ball near the hole. The greens are so severely undulated, and they'll be the greens will be pretty quick. They'll be in that 12, 13, probably over 12, probably closer to 13 range. It's getting near, I'm guessing. The PGA Tour decides that, so they've got to. In order to get the ball close to the hole, but you got to come in from the right angle, but you better be coming in from the fairway.
Yeah, I mean, even with some length on this course, when it's able to play out over 7,000, is it still the kind of place where these guys can't overpower it, especially if the rough is up? They can't overpower it. They're going to have to think their way around it, almost like a Harbor Town kind of situation. Is that a correct assumption?
Oh, you're exactly right. And that's one of the things you hear from the guys all the time. This is our 11th. Wyndham Championship. It came back in 2008, and this is our 11th time hosting it since I've been there. I've been there for 15 years, and you get to know the guys, or get to talk to the guys a little bit, and every single one of them said, it's not a bomb and gouge. I have to think my way around the golf course. He said, and they love it because it's old school golf.
Yeah,
it's not a bomb and gouge.
And you guys are the kind of you get a lot of notoriety at this event because it is the final event before the playoffs. So there's a lot of positioning that's going on in this tournament. Obviously, guys that are already well inside the top 125 might be positioning themselves so that they can make sure that they're going to play two events and not just the first one. And then you got the guys that are right on the border and the guys that are right on the outside looking in. So there's a lot of storylines always at this tournament, isn't there?
There always is something interesting that's going on at the event, or a guy trying to earn a spot on a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup, or trying to. You have guys that are the thing that seems to be most interesting a lot of times is guys are trying to keep their jobs, and so while it's a lot of fun, everybody has termed it as the last party of the summer in Greensboro in the Triad. The guys that are playing are. It's stress-filled. It is a very high-tension event from their viewpoint. Now, the spectators out there are having a good time, but our event is very stressful because of what's at stake.
So, and you guys have been, at Sedgefield. This has a long history of the Greater Greensboro Open. I mean, it's been around forever. But like you said, at Sedgefield since 2008, and your winners have been minus 21, 16, 20, 18, 18, 14, 17, 17, 21. Last year, 22 under Henrik Stenson. Are you looking at, how the course has shaped up over the winter and now the early spring and the summer where we get all that weird growing and not growing period? Are we looking at a course that sets up for similar scoring?
I think depending on what the weather does next week, if we get any rain, if the course dries out, and the fairways start to run out a little bit. And you'll have guys running ball in. We have so many. We don't have many straight holes at Sedgefield. So if the ball starts running, it's going to run through some fairways, and now they're going to have to play some rough. I think your score is going to be closer to that 14 number or 16 number than it'll ever be 20. It just depends on the weather, we get some wind. There's a lot of variables, but I think this year, if the rough doesn't change, we're going to be in that 13, 14, 15 number.
So does this thing set up for a certain type of player? I mean, and does it come down to, really the second shot? I mean, we know that it's going to ultimately be who makes the most putts, but, you got to get yourself in position for that. So is it more about positioning off the tee, or is it more about second shots, getting it in the right spot in the green, having those uphill putts?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's not – you watch these guys play, and how few drivers they hit. And for us to go out and play golf, and we're hitting driver on every hole. I mean, they are so long. It's incredible. But I a lot of it is positioning off the tee, so you can come in from the right angle to get the ball close to the hole. So if you look at the stats, it's really one of the things is the guy who drove it the best. We all know it comes down to a putting contest, because they all hit it good. But it really is the guy who drives it really well. I'm not going to say it's a pure ball striker, of course, because you can hit it great at Sedgefield and have putts that you can't. There's no way you're going to make them, because they're so severely undulating. You got to use the slopes and things like that. So, I want to say it's going to test all of your game, but to their standards, it's a short golf course. It doesn't really test their driving, because they're hitting a lot of hybrids and three woods off the tee. But you better do well with that.
Well, we're talking to our good friend Rocky Brooks from up at Sedgefield, and I'm, getting ready to host the Wyndham. I'm curious again. I look at Stenson, Kim, DL3, Reed, Garcia. I mean, there's not a type of player, and you're talking about a course that doesn't have a lot of straight holes. When you look at the map, if you were to, look at the map of the course from an aerial view, is it a left to right course? Is it a right to left course? Is there an even mix of those two?
It's pretty much an even mix. But, if you look at our past champion, what's the one thing you notice? There's not a guy who's a really short player that has won, or a bomber that has won. It's that guy that's that middle-of-the-road kind of guy that's long-ish, but not really long. Like the Gary Woodlands or those guys that just can overpower golf courses. Webb is long, Sergio is long, Patrick Reed's long, but they're not leading the tour in driving distance. Bubba Watson has never played well at Sedgefield. He hasn't played often there, but because it takes the driver out of his hand. Most of our winners are guys that can really pretty well-rounded game.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky, talk about the finish up at Sedgefield and what we're going to see as guys come down the stretch maybe on a Sunday afternoon looking to win.
If you look at the last, if we just talk about the last four holes on the golf course, they're going to make birdie at 15. It's a longish par five, but most of them, they're going to knock down two putt, make birdie. You'll have an occasional eagle, and then you may have some guy who gets up in the front left bunker and makes par. And 16 is a tricky par three that you're going to see a lot of pars. You're not going to see many birdies, you're not going to see many bogeys. 7 is a really short par that you'll probably see some birdies, depending on the pin placement. So you can see birdie 15, par 16, probably birdie 17, or at least make par on 17. Then when they get to 18, 18 always plays as the hardest one on the golf course because it's a 508-yard par four. Members play as par five. And you're playing from a downhill lie to an uphill green, and that's where you're going to see a lot of bogeys. And the guy who has a one-shot lead playing 18 is going to be a little nervous because it's a really hard finish. A two-shot lead, you can breathe a little bit because you can make five pretty easily. But it's a tough, tough hole.
Yeah, and you've come off 15, 16, 17, which aren't traditionally the hardest holes on the golf course, right? I mean, and then all of a sudden you've got to play well on 18. I'm looking at the scorecard, and I'm looking at seven. I'm looking at 9, 10, and 11 actually as being kind of a tough stretch for these guys, and I'm curious from your perspective, where might we see guys fall apart and have to recover later in the round?
I think that making the turn, where I think you're going to see guys struggle is when they play 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 is a pretty short hole, and 14. So that stretch of 9 through 14 is the toughest stretch on the golf course, with number 13 being an exception because it's a fairly short par 4, but that's the teeth of a golf course. That's when the 10th hole's a 440-yard par four to go uphill, and it's to the membership, it plays as the hardest hole on the golf course.
Hmm.
Then the 11th is 488, par four, really long hole, tough driving hole, but the approach in the green is diabolical. I mean, it's so hard to get ball close to the hole there. Then 12's a long par three, and then 14's nearly 500-yard par four. So that stretch is hard.
Well, Rocky,
making up. They play 15 and make birdie, and they'll play 17 and make birdie, so they get some back there.
Well, Rocky, man, we always appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to a great week up in Greensboro. Have fun.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.